victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Graces and Places. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
All you got to do is not get hard-headed and rebellious. That's all you got to do. Just keep saying yes. And when you see it and know it, do it. And when you see it and know it, do it. And when this comes plain to you, do it. He's not holding anybody responsible for light he hasn't given them yet. But when he shows you something and you know it and you see it, you may be able to con some other people, but how many know you will never con him? He's the one who showed you. He knows he showed you. He knows what you know. He knows what you saw. And if you will go in it. Oh, come on, do you see the picture? Yes. What's the word? If you just keep saying yes, yes. If you just keep complying, keep yielding. How many know what's going to be happening? Brighter and brighter. Oh, it is so exciting. I'm about to talk in tongues. It's so exciting. Because I've been on this path not very long, but long enough that some things, the dots are beginning to be connected for me in some areas and places. And I'm thinking, oh, God, you are so smart. Oh, and you begin to see he had you there and you thought, man, what in the world could this ever be for the kingdom of God? But I learned something that prepared me for the next thing. I'm talking about fixing flats. I'm talking about stocking groceries. Are you listening to me? I'm talking about natural jobs and things that people wouldn't think. But when you're a child of God, He's got a plan on your life. Are you listening? And He will use every piece and part to mold you and shape you. You don't see where you're going, but He's grooming you. He's grooming you. He's preparing you for the next thing that's coming up. Don't despair and don't despise what's in front of you now. For the child of God, none of it is accidental. Go to Acts, please. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Acts 17. Acts 17. And 25. God is not worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything, seeing he gives to all life and breath and all things, and has made of one blood all nations of men. We all come from one blood. Everybody. Racism is ignorance. There is no such thing as any genetic differences based on race. Doesn't exist. Skin color is no different from hair color, eye color. Are you listening? One blood. Somebody say one blood. You did know we all had the same parents, right? Adam and Eve? Did you know that? Huh? Besides that, you know, people who decide, you know, well, I don't like this color people or that color people are being such hypocrites. Delve into your past. Go on, look. Whatever you hate, that's part of you. Probably a lot bigger part than you won't acknowledge or imagine. We all come from the same two. Right? Adam and Eve, one blood. Foolish, ignorant. He said, he's made of one blood, all nations of men, for to dwell on the face of the earth. Now get this. And he has what? What? He has determined the times before appointed, and what? And the bounds of their habitation. that they should seek the Lord if haply they might feel after Him and what? Talking about people that don't know Him. If they just reach out, they'll find Him, though He be not far from every one of us. You ain't got to climb the highest mountain. You ain't got to swim the largest sea. Read verse 28. For in Him we live and move and have our being. He's as close as our breath. He's inside us. He's round about us. Oh, can you see it? You're where you were born, where you grew up, who you are around is not an accident. Who you were born to, how you grew up. Now, I'm not saying everything that happened was the will of God. People have a free will and they've done some wrong stuff. But where the geography, the culture, all of those things was part of His plan. Not random. I said not random. If you believe this verse, you believe it's not random. God has ordained and appointed the places and the environment. Let me read this to you. Put up the Amplified again. The Amplified on 1726. He made from one common origin, one source, one blood, all nations of men to settle on the face of the earth, having definitely determined their allotted periods of time. You and I are supposed to be alive in 2009 instead of 1709. Did you hear me? And I'm happy about it. I like my time. Why? Because I wouldn't fit in another time like I do in this time. This is my time. This is your time. This is our place in the unfolding of time on the earth. This is the space and place of time we're supposed to be. We're exactly at the right place at the right time. Oh, does this do anything for you? This stirs me up. Can you see the foreknowledge of God? Can you see the providence of God throughout the ages? Does He know the end from the beginning? Did He know you before you were born? Yes. And He's the one that picked where you were born and who you associated with. Why? Because those associations have all contributed to make you who you are. And I'm talking about the good ones, no, not the devil ones. He allowed some things for you to overcome. That makes you part of what you are too. Victories, not failures. I know some people disagree, but God is not a God of failure. He's God of increase. He's the God of victory. Keep reading. Having definitely determined and appointed and arranged. That word means appointed and arranged. It means arranged in an orderly manner. There are allotted periods of time and the fixed boundaries of their habitation, their settlements, lands, and abodes. How many think you're supposed to be in Branson right now? Tonight I'm talking about at least. Wherever you are. If you think I don't think I'm supposed to be where I am, then that means if it's true, it's because at one point you knew where you were supposed to be and wouldn't do it. Did you hear me? Now we've been around long enough in this church for some people that God sent to Branson have left because they got offended.
Right.
And they're somewhere else.
Right.
And that's a problem.
Yeah.
Not because of us. I mean, you know, I don't lay awake and lose sleep about it. But I do pray for them when I think about it because I don't want to see them miss out. And we don't have 20 years to waste. While we kick things around and decide if we're going to do this or we're going to do that. Friend, your life is clicking by. Do you understand? There's a place where you're supposed to be. A time you're supposed to be. Elbows you're supposed to be rubbing. Did you hear me? People that God has prearranged because the way they think, you need to hear it. The way they live, you need to see it. Did you hear me? All of it is God's plan. And it's not something that is so hard to find. It's something He's been working in you night and day. All you got to do is go with the flow. All you got to do is not buck against the program. All you got to do is what you know, what you see, what you know. Read that in closing. Philippians 2. Let that get down in your spirit. Stand up on your feet. You can read it off the screen. Philippians 2, 13 in the Amplified. You believe we're making progress in this? You think you could keep this in your mind tonight? On your bed tonight? When you get up in the morning, could you remember this? What is it? It is God. The faithful God. God who is all the while effectually at work. Somebody say, in me. In me. What's He doing? He's energizing and creating in me the power and the desire both to will and to work for His good pleasure and satisfaction and delight. I ain't got to cross the world and try to find it somewhere. He's working it inside me all the time. John, the 7th chapter. I didn't touch on our side, and ours is where the most problems have come up from. John 7 and 17th verse. They can put this on the screen for us. Now, we talked tonight about the call. And we talked about connected with the call is the desire. And we talked about how God is working His desire in us. God is working in us to do what? To will and to do of His plan, His pleasure. The other side of it is this. If any man will do his will, what'll happen? He shall what? He shall what? He'll be confused. He will know, in this particular case, he's talking about a teaching that they're hearing. He'll know whether it's of God or whether it's of man. He's speaking of himself. Isn't this what everybody's so hungry for? To know? Yes. To know if it's God or if it's something else or somebody else? Look at the Amplified. This is born out in the Greek. This first way it says it here. If any man, what?
Desires.
What? Desires to do his will. That's what the literal Greek says. If any man desires to do his will, what'll happen? Oh, did you see this? What'll happen? He will know, and the Amplified amplifies, he will have the needed illumination to recognize and can tell for himself. He's not confused now, is he? He's got the light, he's got the clarity, and he knows whether it's from God or whether it's from man. Somebody speaking of themselves. Oh, can you see this? You've got to answer what God is working in you by choosing and desiring to do His will, whatever that might be. I'm talking about before you find out. He's working in you to will and do of His good pleasure. But you got a will. And you've got to take that will and will to do His will. By faith. Before you find out. How many know the Master said this? I delight to do Thy will. Oh God. Lift up your hand and say that out loud.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Bye.